that is an important focus, really, given the fact that he participated in the commission of serious crimes in Rwanda. We have an obligation to make sure that we arrest the person, we send him back to Rwanda or to wherever he is being pursued with justice. So that at the end of the day, the people who died and those who live, who are victims, are able to get the justice that they needed. It is important, but one has to consider also the other side of the story. How did the person get into Zimbabwe, such a high-profile criminal? How did he fly into Zimbabwe, or walk into Zimbabwe, or drive into Zimbabwe? Where were the police? Where was the Central Intelligence Organization? It raises a lot of questions, and including the question that says it is possible really that all along the government of Zimbabwe was protecting that person, but they just want to give him back to those that are looking for him in exchange for really rebuilding of relations with Rwanda and the international community.
If Zimbabwe captures this guy and hands him over to Rwanda, how significant will that be in terms of international justice?
It suggests to someone who is a novice in international justice system that Zimbabwe somehow is participating and is supportive of the international criminal justice system. But that would be false. I know that there will be people within ZANU-PF, within the government, that would be believing that. But that would be false at the end of the day, given the fact that we have the former president of Ethiopia who is here. So many criminals, not only criminals who committed crimes against humanity and committed genocide outside Zimbabwe, but we have people in government, we have people in high offices within Zimbabwe who committed atrocities in the 1980s, who committed atrocities in 2008. So it is kind of a contradiction that you can send to justice somebody who did the same thing that was done here in Zimbabwe, and we haven't done justice around those people by holding them accountable for their deeds.